I'm Hanif, and I'm serving the village as program coordinator. And tonight we have Linda Allen with us to share some songs with us. She's going to have us participate also. And Linda told me that she has lived in Bellingham for over 30 years now and is just finishing a doctorate of divinity degree. And she's been a longtime Holden friend and visitor star. First came in 1966. And Linda also has 6 or 7 CDs available in the bookstore. If you like what you hear tonight, you can go over to the bookstore tomorrow and take one home with you. So we're really happy to have you here, Linda, and to share some music tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, I had fun planning this program because it's not what I normally do. I normally do more adult-oriented concerts, and it sort of was, I was thinking about it up until a few days before I came, I thought, family concert, lots of kids. And so the first part of the concert will definitely be oriented more towards the kids, not too many of my songs. In the second half, it'll switch a bit more, and it'll be more my songs. But this is also something unusual. I'm handing you song sheets that will have the rounds that we'll do. It also has the choruses to a lot of my songs, so a lot of them will be new to you, but hopefully it'll be easy for you to catch on the chorus. This is folk music. You're the folk, so that means we all sing together. That's the idea. So let's start with the first one that seemed very apropos, which I got on the net about 2 days ago, but it looked just right. Some of you probably know this one. Okay, first song. Turkey dinner, turkey dinner, gather round, gather round. Who will get the drumstick? Yummy, yummy drumstick. All sit down, all sit down. Cornbread muffins, chestnut stuffing, pudding pie, 1 foot high. All of us for dinner until we came to dinner. Me, oh my. Me, oh my. Okay, now we'll try the round, because this is a tune you know. All right, let's see. All right, how to divide you. Little tricky. How about you two? Would you mind coming over here somewhere? And we'll fill it out a little bit, because we've got more rounds coming. All right, thank you very much. Okay, so we'll have sort of a clump here. So about between you two.
Divide my family.
Divide your
focus.
Okay, and you two, you're a bit spread out still, but I think you can handle it. All right, you're part two. Okay, so part one, we'll start. You know this one.
Turkey dinner, 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 turkey dinner,
turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, turkey dinner, but it's good exercise to work off some of this. Every time you hear goose, you're supposed to stand up. But I won't make you. Why shouldn't my goose sing as well as thy goose when I paid for my goose twice as much as thine? Okay. You want to show them how this works, Cammie?
Okay.
Okay. Why shouldn't my goose sing as well as thy goose when I paid for my goose twice as much as thine? Now, doesn't that look fine? Don't you want
to
do it?
You guys want to help lead us in the movements? Whenever you hear the word goose, you want to come over here and you can stand up.
All right.
That'd be helpful.
Oh, good. Then it sort of shows everybody. So we're going to sing it all together 3 times, and then we'll divide up. Why shouldn't my goose sing as well as thy goose when I paid for my goose twice as much as thine? Just raise your hand if you don't want to.
There you go.
Why shouldn't my goose sing as well as thy goose when I paid for my goose twice
chickens well as thy goose. When I pay for my goose twice as much as thine.
Okay, ready to get more difficult here? You know this one. Okay, same division.
How many times?
Three times three. Okay. I sat down with the Duchess to tea. It was just as I feared it would be. The rumblings abdominal were simply phenomenal, and everyone thought it was me. I sat down with the Duchess to tea. It was just as I feared it would be. The rumblings abdominal were simply phenomenal, and everyone thought it was me. I sat down with the Duchess to tea. It was just as I feared it would be. The rumblings abdominal were simply phenomenal, and everyone thought it was me. One more time. I sat down with the Duchess to tea. It was just as I feared it would be. The rumblings abdominal were simply phenomenal, and everyone thought it was me. Are you ready? Okay. Part one, part two, here we go.
I sat down with the Duchess to tea. It was just as I feared it would be. The rumblings abdominal were simply phenomenal, and everyone thought it was me. I sat just as the Duchess to tea. It was just as I feared it would be. The rumblings thought it was simply phenomenal, and everyone thought it was me. I sat down with the Duchess to tea. It was just the rumblings just as I feared it would be. Phenomenal, everyone thought it was me. Simply phenomenal, everyone thought it was me.
All right, the next one. One more round. Ah, this is a good leftover kind of song. You haven't been eating scalloped potatoes for 3 days. Like we have. You haven't been eating scalloped potatoes for 3 days. Like we have. You haven't been eating scalloped potatoes for 3 days. Like we have. You haven't been eating scalloped potatoes for 3 days. Like we have. Again, we'll do a few more times on this together. You haven't been eating scalloped potatoes for 3 days, like we have. You haven't been eating scalloped potatoes for 3 days, like we have. Then we'll end it. Like we have. Like we have. That's how we'll end it. Okay, here we go. Just for a change, let's start.
You haven't been eating scalloped potatoes for 3 days, like we have. You haven't been eating scalloped potatoes for 3 days, like we have. You haven't been eating scalloped potatoes for 3 days, like we have. Like we have.
About the program, and I was thinking, how it is at Holden how we come from far away, and how good it was when we got here to see those smiling faces on the dock of people meeting us. There was a crowd. Must have been the whole village was there. And it really had a wonderful feeling of coming home. And I started thinking about this song, which I hadn't sung for a long time, and I bet some of you haven't sung for a long time. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. This is, I bet, too low for most of you, so I'm going to raise it a bit. Scott says no. She'll be riding six white horses. Riding six white horses. Wait a minute, this isn't going to work. She'll be riding the yellow school bus when she comes. She'll be riding the yellow school bus when she comes. She'll be riding the yellow school bus. She'll be riding the yellow school bus. She'll be riding the yellow school bus when she comes. And we'll all have turkey and squash when she comes. And we'll all have turkey and squash when she comes. Oh, we'll all have turkey and squash. Oh, we'll all have turkey and squash. Oh, we'll all have turkey and squash when she comes. And she'll have to sleep with Grandma when she comes. Yes, she'll have to sleep with Grandma when she comes. Oh, she'll have to sleep with Grandma. She'll have to sleep with Grandma. She'll have to sleep with Grandma when she comes. Going to bed?
Yeah.
What'd she wear to bed?
Jammies.
Jammies?
You wear
what color?
Red.
Red.
Red. I think so. You think so?
Actually, pink.
Pink.
She'll be wearing pink pajamas when she comes. She'll be wearing pink pajamas when she comes. She'll be wearing pink pajamas. She'll be wearing pink pajamas. She'll be wearing pink pajamas when she comes.
Racing on the sleds.
What?
How about racing on the sleds?
We'll be racing on the sleds when she comes. She'll be racing on the sleds when she comes.
We'll be racing.
We'll be racing on the sleds. We'll be racing on the sleds. We'll be racing on the sleds when she comes.
Who is she, by the way? Who is it that's coming?
Pop, I know.
Who do you think? Their grandpa's coming. That's a good guess. Anybody else guess? Who do you think's coming? The grandma's coming. Could be. Who else could it be? Grandma or might be grandpa? Yeah.
Aunts and uncles.
Aunts and uncles. It could be aunts and uncles. All of that. That's right.
Oh, we'll all go out to meet her when she comes. Yes, we'll all go out to meet her when she comes. Yes, we'll all go out to meet her. Oh, we'll all go out to meet her. Oh, we'll all go out to meet her when she comes.
Oh, good. Thanks for helping me. Well, one thing I think about, too, when families get together, most of the time it's pretty wonderful, but they don't always get along. Now and then families don't get along very well at all. And this is a song that was written by a woman who had, 8 kids? She had a lot of kids.
That's
and they
a lot.
Fought a lot, her kids did. And so one time she was listening to them fight. Her name was Rosalie Sorrells. And she put together a song out of some of the things she'd heard. And here's the chorus on there. It's called I'm Gonna Tell. I'm gonna tell. I'm gonna tell. I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell and I'll get you in trouble forever.
by a man named Woody Guthrie.
And there was a workshop.
Woody.
What was the Star name of the workshop, yeah. Diane, did you, on the board or somebody? The one that's happening, maybe it's tomorrow, the best present, the best.
Oh.
The very best present of all, maybe that's what it's called.
Yeah, it's on Saturday, I think.
That reminded me of this song by Woody Guthrie about the very best present of all. What is the very best present of all? What do you think?
Christmas. I like Christmas. And my birthday. That was my favorite.
Oh, Christmas. That's a pretty wonderful present. That is true.
I make it sit on Santa's lap.
You know what? If you were to go to somebody's house for Christmas, I think they would look at you and they'd say, that is the very best present of all, right here. I think so. And so this is a song that reminds us that the very best present of all is us. And I think this workshop would be really a good exploration for all of us about the very best present of all. A good reminder. I'm gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm gonna dab myself in glue. Put some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself. So that's the chorus. Let's practice it.
The line's wrong, though.
Oh, no.
The glue part is wrong.
I'm gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm gonna
dab myself in glue, but it's tie myself with string.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We can manage.
I'm gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm gonna dab myself with glue. Take some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you. That's what it's supposed to be. I'm gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm gonna dab myself with glue. Put some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you. I'm gonna tie myself in a red string. I'm gonna tie blue ribbons too. I'm gonna climb up in your mailbox, my mailbox, and I'm gonna mail myself to you.
I'm gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm gonna dab myself with glue.
Stamps on the top of my head, I'm gonna mail myself to you. When you see me in your mailbox, cut the strings and let me out. Wash the glue from off of my fingers, stick some bubble gum in my mouth.
I'm gonna wrap myself in paper, I'm gonna dab myself with glue. Put some stamps on top of my head, I'm gonna mail myself to you.
Off of my head, pour me full of ice cream sodas. Tuck me in a nice warm bed.
I'm gonna wrap myself in paper. I'm gonna dab myself with glue. Put some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you.
I'm gonna mail myself to you. When I was getting this concert ready and thinking about what songs to do, I had a request from the Gates girls, I don't remember which Gates girl, to do the song about the dandelion. So we'll do that song.
My girls learned this one at the Montessori school, because I think Linda's friends with Kathy. And they used to come home singing it, and I didn't know that Linda had written it until years later, when I got to know Linda better. And then I got to hear the story about how it got written, and I just loved it. But I was thinking about the little kids too. I was thinking how quickly they catch on to the choruses. Stella, this is a really fun song. Listen. Do you know this song? Do you know the Dandelion song?
Well, this is a song that I can only take part credit for. I told the story to my daughters, who at the time were 9 and 12, and talked to them about how the dandelion came to Washington State, because it is not native to this place. And the person credited with bringing it was Catherine Maynard, who was married to Doc Maynard, one of the founders of the city of Seattle. And the legend was that she brought this plant, or that she ordered it and had it brought as a curative herb to help her husband in his medicinal practice. And it did very well in Washington State. And part of one interesting interesting footnote to that was one time after I sang the song, someone came up and said that when they were cleaning out their grandparents' attic, they found packets of dandelion seeds.
So
they were a treasure. Still a treasure, some of us think. So this is a song about gratitude, about being grateful for that which is part of our environment. Well, flowers come in green and pink and red, and they sleep all day in their little flower beds. But the little dandelion grows wild and free with their uncles and their cousins, and the whole family eats on their dandelion. Something really dandy about you. Just marvelous teachers, particularly in the past few years. But then there are the other teachers that I forget to mention, like my children and my spouse and my mother and the family members who continue to help me to grow. But there are also the generations of people before. So this is a song that I wrote for my mother as she was growing older and I was growing older, and also for my mother-in-law. We all celebrate our birthdays 3 days apart. So this was a song that I wrote in honor of that process of growing older. Scott has very kindly, Scott is the perfect accompanist. I have to say, Scott, I shouldn't say all this before you play, but it's true that it's difficult to find players who are of the caliber that Scott is, or who catch a song so quickly. So within about a half an hour, I just played the songs, and he pretty much had them. I was just in awe. That's not been my experience with piano players. I greatly appreciate your skill. So that being said, we'll probably both blow it completely. The chorus to this song is also there, called October Roses. Songs that have already been, that are recorded, that I've collected. and many songs that were never recorded but have the recipes and the words. So if you know of any, please do tell me about it. This is my contribution. It's called Sally's Quiche, and it's a song that I wrote for my good friend Sally Kintner. At the time, my second child was born, and Sally was the friend who came to the door, and I didn't know her very well at the time, but she came to the door with a big basket, and it had wine and bread and a freshly baked quiche. And I thought such a wonderful, charitable action deserved a song. So for her 40th birthday, shortly thereafter, I wrote the song called Sally's Quiche.
Quiche is really tasty, too.
It's
good.
And it's good. And
you can add or take from it.
And my husband, Scott, was singing that song before we ever met.
It's
one of the ways we met.
Many a good quiche has been made.
Never will come from a good recipe.
True.
Yes.
More than a full belly.
I read this book, and it's called Titsin' to the Titsin'.
It is.
Kids in the Kitchen?
In the Kitchen.
Titsin'.
Kittens
in the kitchen. Yeah, and my friend has that.
Your friend has kittens?
And I do too.
Oh, that's very exciting. The chorus again is there. I hope I wrote it right, or you're going to have some terrible quiche. I first tried Sally's recipe. I'm starting off. When my baby was newborn, I felt kind of low. Sally came with a smile and a sad kind of quiche. I wonder if she ever knew what joy that brought me. Two cups of milk and two cups of grated cheese. Four pats of butter. Half cup from peas, four eggs, and some spinach, spices to please. Bake 45 minutes, it's 350 degrees. Sally brought me the recipe, said it had served her well. In raising her children, years by herself, it didn't take long. That's important, she said, when your children are crying and need to be fed. Two cups of milk and two cups of grated cheese, four pats of butter, a half cup of crusties, four eggs and some spinach, spices to please, make 45 minutes.
Bisquick
didn't rhyme. Crusties rhymed, so that's why Crusty Sally is Bisquick, actually. This is not a totally organic song. And Sally brought wisdom and comfort and care. And the recipe brings back the friendship we share. It's an age-old tradition our foremothers knew. In grateful Well, yes, I'm going to be doing mine. It'll be about Mary meeting with Elizabeth, and it will be about the Magnificat, and I just sort of sat there, well, that's exactly what is going to be a theme running through the workshop that I'll be doing tomorrow. So it was just, again, this wonderful kind of meeting. So I want to sing for you a song that I wrote, thinking of Mary, the mother of Jesus.
That's a waddle.
And again, you have the words, and the light's still shining. So you may skip a few things. That's weird. Because my throat's, my voice isn't
hot. Hot, oh, cold.
It's cold. Lay it down. new audiences I think I can try this song out with. And it's the whole song is on there. It's called the Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. The Ten Commandments in four verses. Or is it five? Let's see. Can I put the whole thing on there? On the back. So it's still fairly new, and as I don't have a whole lot of voice left, but I will do my best. You'll just put up with it. It's a song that's important, not the voice. So I have to keep reminding myself of that right now.
Can you move on?
What?
Can you move on?
I keep drinking. I could use a little more water. It's not helping. But it was just a fun exercise, and I think what got it started was the whole controversy about the big slabs of the Ten Commandments in front of the courthouse, and the Ten Commandments was suddenly all over the news, and so I went back and read them, and it was kind of an interesting exercise to try and then turn that into some new words or new ways of saying it. Look at the words. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Chorus goes like this. Yes. These are the Ten Commandments. They are not carved in stone, but written on the human heart, a sign to lead us home. Let no other idols be put before your God. Not food or work, not drugs or sex, your spirit they will rob. On your song sheet, and then we'll sing the Gordon Bach song, Hearth and Fire, and then I think I'll have enough voice left for one more song that's kind of an adult lullaby. So, Winter Land. On this cold winter's night, let us seek out the light. May our hearts be warmed by each other tonight. I'm gonna make that a little. On this cold winter's night, let us seek out the light. May our hearts be warmed by each other tonight. On this cold winter's night, let us seek out the light. May our hearts be warmed by each other tonight. On this
Master's hour. Let us seek out the light. May our hearts be warmed by each other tonight.
Pretty good. You ready to try? Okay. Okay, a few more times. On this cold winter's night, let us seek out the light. May our hearts be warmed by each other tonight. That's the tricky part.
That is the hard part.
Let us seek out the light. May our hearts be warmed by each other, by each other tonight. On this cold winter's night, let us seek out the light. May our hearts be warmed by each other tonight. Okay, we'll try it. We'll see. All right. On this cold winter's night, let us seek out the light. May our hearts be warmed by each other's beauty night. On this cold winter's night, let us seek out the light. May our hearts be warmed. May our hearts be warmed by this cold winter's night. Let us seek out the light. Let us hearts be united. May our hearts be united by each other tonight.
Oh, nice.
Well, this Gordon Bach song is a good one. I've been grieving that my daughters aren't with me, that they're off other places this Thanksgiving, and I miss them. So I send this song out to my daughters, and sing it out to all those loved ones who are not able to be with us. And more far beyond that, too. This is a wonderful song for thinking of all those who may be out of the cold in this season, whom we send warm thoughts. Outside. Fair the night and kind.
many clothes we've done.
So, considering that time of the moon, when the moon, the moon is shaped sort of like this, and then there's the moon here, and the crescent, no, and then the dark is here. Yes, okay, well, crescent moon. And it looks like it's holding. So a friend once gave me the image, and I guess it's from a very old, Sir Patrick's Spinn's, one of the oldest folk ballads that we know, but this image comes through the old moon rocks in the new moon's arms. So that's the image that was in my mind for years before it finally came together as this song, and I decided it's an adult lullaby. So I wish you happy Thanksgiving with this song, and sleep well.